بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered on April 12, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the government officials of the Islamic Republic. And God loves those who are firm and steadfast. Those who fight alongside the prophets, those godly and monotheistic people, would use these pivots in their prayers. All that they said was, "Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything we may have done that transgressed our duty. Establish our feet firmly and help us against those that resist faith." This is the relationship between asking for forgiveness and war, stability, and divine assistance. Such is the effect of repenting. From these ayahs and verses, we can also understand the direction of the prophets. We should not think that prophets used to sit at home or used to stay all the time, the mosque praying. No, they were present in the arena of war as well. If we truly ask God for His forgiveness because of the mistakes that we have made, God the Exalted will respond. This has been explicitly mentioned in the Quran. God the Exalted says to those who ask for His forgiveness and His assistance, and God gave them a reward in this world and the excellent reward of the hereafter. Holy Quran, chapter 3, verse 148.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
He answered the prayers in this very world before departing for the hereafter. He answered their prayers because they had asked for His forgiveness. So the Holy Quran's lesson is to employ repentance for victory in various arenas. In other words, we must not look at repentance as an act done for personal sins and for cleansing our own hearts. Rather, repentance is effective and influential in national and large social arenas as well. It will help us accomplish big things. Well, what should we repent for? Primarily, we must repent for the sins, indecent and grave sins, that we have committed, such as telling lies, backbiting, looking at and touching things which are haram, usurping and the like. This is one kind of repentance. Another is repentance for internal sins. It's true, all sin open a secret. Those who earn sin will get due recompense for the earnings. This is Holy Quran, chapter 6, verse 120. This is related to internal sins that requires a separate discussion.
You've